How shall I repay the Lord for all of the good things he has done for me? Amen. When I first decided that I wanted to become a priest, I told one of the clergy at my home church, who then connected me with someone at the diocese for a conversation. The first of many steps, which sort of makes sense, was to sit down with this person from the diocese over a cup of coffee. So we met at the local Starbucks, and shortly after whatever formalities usually begin these kinds of conversations, she paused for a moment, and with a real earnestness, she asked me, "Mike, what is a sacrament?" I broke into a cold sweat. I had no idea. Here I was at this meeting to tell this person, predicated on administering the sacraments, and yet when she asked what those very sacraments might be, I was totally stumped. I stared ahead with my mouth hanging open for long enough that she got the point and answered her own question. She said, "The sacraments are outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace given by Christ as sure and certain means for receiving God's grace." Her explanation did not elicit any change in my stare. But I understood this must be important information, so I remembered it. And as I went on to successive steps in the process, I would always think to myself, outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace, outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace. I would forget the second part because I have ADHD, so that was out the window, but I could remember outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace. Someone further along in the process, of course, would ask me, "What is a sacrament?" And I'd lean back in my chair and I'd say, "Well, they're outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace." And then everybody would nod and they would smile and things would be good. And I'd get to the next point where they'd ask me the same question. I'd say the same thing and they'd nod and right. And so it's still drilled into my head today that for some reason, this explains the sacraments and that it's important information for me to then relay to you. But here's the problem. The sacraments are far more interesting than that statement. That sentence is only marginally more useful, in my humble opinion. If you came to me and you asked, "Father Mike, what is a sacrament?" And I said, "Hold on, let me get you a chair. There is paint drying over here, and I would like for you to watch it." The sacraments can be articulated. But they are primarily something to be experienced. They are something that escapes our best attempts at language's confines. And yet what is abundantly clear is that sacraments are entirely essential to who we are as followers of Christ. In our selection today from the Gospel of Luke, two unnamed disciples walk the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus as they discuss Jesus' life and crucifixion. In body and in mind, they're processing the traumatic events that have just unfolded before them. And as we often do when we process, and understandably so, they talk to each other. They use language. Often this is the best tool that we have to describe our emotions and ideas, even if it's imperfect. And what happens while they're talking? Luke 24:14 writes, "Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him." Just as Jesus goes unrecognized in the Gospel of John when he is supposed to be the gardener, here he's taken to merely be another stranger traveling that road to Emmaus. Overhearing bits of their conversation, Jesus interjects and asks them what they're talking about. And so they tell Jesus the story of Jesus. They say, well, he was a prophet condemned to death and crucified, and that it's been 3 days since his death. They explain that a few women had visited the tomb just that morning, but they couldn't find Jesus and were instead visited by angels who claimed he was alive. Jesus, of course, responds by essentially telling them who he is. The gospel writes, "Then beginning with Moses and all of the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." Now what happens after Jesus explains all of this to them? By virtue of his explanation, are their eyes at that point opened? Do they come to realize that the very Jesus they've been mourning stands in their midst? Of course not. But they seem to like him well enough because they recognize that the day is becoming late and they implore him to stay with them for the night. After a long day's journey, they sit down to eat and Jesus takes bread, breaks it, blesses it, and gives it to them. From all that we're told in this particular moment, Jesus does not speak. He doesn't explain who he is in this moment. He doesn't explain what he's doing. He simply breaks the bread and gives it to them. It is precisely then that their eyes are opened and they recognize that they are indeed in Jesus' midst. The gospel ends, then they told what had happened on the road and how they had been made known in the breaking of bread. It is important for us to recognize that Jesus became known not by virtue of Jesus' scriptural exegesis. They were not moved by his discussion. The disciples in this case were moved instead by experience. They were moved in the silence of those hands gathered over bread in prayer, in the liminality of its being broken while Jesus held it up for them to see in the vesper light shone through their kitchen window. They knew Jesus in experience, in ritual. This, I believe, is primarily how we come to know Jesus. Especially in the case of our spiritual lives, language follows experience. This does not mean that our scripture or our catechism are devoid of any kind of power, but I do believe that it means they're, to some extent, attempts to describe our indescribable experiences of God. They are signs that point towards a divine reality, but of course are not that reality in and of itself. I do, however, believe that that reality is contained in its entirety at the table in ways that extend far beyond our capacity to explain. Over the past couple of weeks, we have again been blessed to experience Christ's body and blood together in our worship. After 3 years, we have started to serve communion in both kinds once again. I don't know about you, but when I have a routine or a ritual that becomes so second nature, is lost and then returns again, I am bound to view that thing in a new light. I am bound to be renewed and reinvigorated to more fully appreciate its meaning. So if you remember anything today, remember sacraments are outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace given by Christ as sure and certain means of receiving God's grace. No, I'm kidding. But if I can paraphrase, remember the spirit of that clunky statement. Remember that God is truly present here. They could have said that. God is truly present here. That is grace. God dwelling among us. Not because of anything that we have done, not because of anything that we can do, but because that is essential to who God is. And there are moments in our life, each of us can recount them, where we experience that fullness of God's presence. That sense God is truly here right now. What's true about the sacraments is that that same wonder is available for us consistently when we celebrate the Eucharist. God is truly present when we partake in communion. We can rely on encountering God within these walls. That's why they call it, if you've heard the statement, a thin place. We can rely on the fact that God will be here for us. And what we do here doesn't just matter. What we do in this church doesn't just matter. It's entirely essential. Our worship in the creation of this space, it's in building it up and in continuing to come here, this is the best response that we can give to God's grace for us. We respond to grace with worship, with joy. But what is also true about the sacraments is that nothing that I or anyone can say will possibly express to you the fullness of its meaning. The only thing that can fully express that is our gathering. The only thing that can fully express that is coming forward and kneeling before the altar. In the breaking of bread and coming here before the altar, only then do we know what it means to experience a sacrament. So let us come forward today once again, and let our eyes be opened by this living God who sustains us, who abundantly provides, and who is always here. Amen.